coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana. This is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuck.
And welcome back to the Hospitality Room. It's been a long time since we've been in the Lake Charles studio. Yeah, getting our ammunition ready for the apocalypse.
Taking our country back.
Taking it back. All this hate and oppression from this Kenyan and his group of goons. They're coming to take all our guns and our gold. We don't believe in that. We're Americans. You've seen how we dominated the Olympics, right? All right, back to reality, everybody. Have Mr. J. Adam in the studio with me, sir.
Good evening. Back. From the flu, ready for it.
He was out. He had the West Nile. He had the East Nile.
I had something. It was bad in the middle of the summertime.
And also coming to you live from Capital City, the editor in chief of Ratchet News,
the Godfather,
Mr. QJ Pimpson, sir.
What's up? What's up?
All right, we're good. I want to start off today by giving a round of applause to Lil Tink Tink.
Oh man, stop.
No, this is better. This is better right here. I want to start off with an Olympic recap, like the recap of the Olympics, because
I want to be the hater on Tink Tink.
Why?
Because he got the Wolverine adamantium legs. That's cheating, man.
Is that really cheating?
With every fiber of his side bull heart,
man. Let's do an experiment. We cut off Usain Bolt's legs, give him some of them, and see what he can run it with.
That's why he should get props. That's why I believe that's why he should at least get... He ran the 446.5 seconds.
God damn.
With paper clips.
Oh.
He did though. That's what it was. Lil Tink Tink. He didn't make it to the finals, but he at least he beat a couple of people.
You think standing still, like he could have sliced somebody up and then just wiped it off.
Man. Like, no, I'm not even gonna say it's wrong.
Come out with it.
What did everyone think of the Olympics?
Well, I mean, it was kind of weird. I mean, the U.S. dominated or whatever, but the thing I'm taking from it is, for one, they can't fuck with Jamaica. I don't know what they put in that weed out there, but goddamn.
Carl Lewis said it, sir. They got that lax drug program out there.
And then I was kind of drove. They wouldn't have the black chick nappy hair. I'm like, come on, man. That's all you got. But you know, they wouldn't have the nappy hair.
We're going to talk about the faux patriotism movement that was going on during the Olympics in a little bit. Don't worry. But
what about all the people grabbing each other nuts in basketball, bro? I don't know, bro. That was kind of rough.
Buying uniforms from China. That just signifies...
I'm going to say it at this point. I really have lost all respect for Luis Scola.
Yeah, bro.
Like, he is the new Reggie Evans to me. I'm done.
I did take this, though, for the Olympics break. The boxers on the Cameroon team made some fucking G's. You heard about that?
No, what happened?
Them dudes' goals, bro. They winded up calling themselves being missing at the Olympics. Oh, I did. Them boys ain't going back, man.
Yeah, I seen the story. I didn't know who it was. I just seen, it didn't ever say what country. I just checked the headline now.
It fucking goes.
Freedom!
They sipping tea and eating crumpets and shit. Uh-huh. Fuck that apartheid. Boy, ready.
Freedom!
Okay, first off, I'm gonna start with the most odd thing that I noticed during the Olympics. I watched the gymnastics portion.
Pedophilia.
No. I can't do it. Something like that. I need to know, how do you get the job of the Olympic fluffer?
What's your job experience?
Cause wait. I noticed that like all the dudes that was the fluffers for the girls were like mid-40s, 50-year-old men. And their only job was to like wipe the little cheeks down and rub them up before they started doing their performance and shit. Right? Right.
Yeah, bro. Okay,
how do you get that job? Like, there has to be some real high standards right there. You can't just hire any lump off the streets.
Can't be any geek off the streets. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Ernie Keith.
No. You can't be handy with the steel. No, can't do that.
I mean, I love our Olympic gymnastics.
Maybe they're right, all Catholic priests.
No, I don't.
If it's Catholic priests,
no, but it was for every country, though. So Catholicism is spread throughout.
Oh, no, it might be somebody they got to do it. Like, but that's when they recruit, because they know they're not going to touch them. Like, stay away from little boys. Yeah, you like the little girls now.
Yeah, he had a little boy pedophile.
But they really couldn't find a woman to do that.
White
women probably don't
say
as much.
Yeah. They probably did that black chick hair right. They don't want to deal with all that, man.
So you found that part strange? Talking about with Gabby Douglas and hair? I just left it alone.
I love NBC's coverage of the crotch shots all the time.
Stop it.
That was the worst Olympic coverage I've ever seen in my life. Like,
it was full of them spoilers, boy.
I understand the time difference, but you can still show events live and then show primetime events, like replay gold medal.
I'm gonna say it like this, and I'm gonna leave it alone, and I'm gonna move on to my next portion. If you fit the description of anybody that was on To Catch a Predator, you thoroughly enjoyed the gymnastic portion of the Olympics on NBC. Good job. Good job, NBC. Good job.
They were just going to get some cookies and shit.
Huh?
They were just going to eat some cookies and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they've got some kind of special coming up for the Catch a Predator for real. They locked up.
They could just pick them up, just like, oh yeah, look, they got the whole lineup and everything. Yeah, she's 14, 96 pounds, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, pedophilia. Oh. But I enjoyed it. I like to see those people do. I like to see, like, the pommel horse and all that. I get into it.
Can we have a moment of silence for all the Chinese athletes that didn't medal? Rest in peace.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're going to be...
Losing will not be accepted over there.
They turned them into tar.
Ching Ming Wong and all them boys are going to do them something nasty.
They'll be in the buffet right there. Literally.
They're going to be mixed in the poo-poo platter.
All right, next up. What was the patriotism thing? Oh, you can talk about it right now before I get to the track.
Fake patriotism?
Like, what was the deal? What else did they want the participants from the U.S. to do? What else? What else could they possibly do to show their...
They didn't wear the flag pin in their event. So they had, like, the basketball team that had the flag pin on their jersey while they played. It's real American.
But
Bill O'Reilly.
Each team had a flag.
Oh, you gotta have the metal pin.
Okay. I got you. Understood. Really? Most of the time, you know where it was coming from. You know what source it was coming from.
That's the same people that wear the flag, man. That's going to know. They don't choose. They choose not to serve their country. They wear a flag, man. That's better. That's better than serving your country.
They wear flag pins and eat Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
That's
right?
It. It's support of the troops.
Hey, we're not talking about that today. Like, no, fuck all of that. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. The whole chicken thing, like.
I think it's a ploy to kill them all. Like,
I wish it was.
Chicken's undercover brother. That's what it's for white people, though. That's what they got. You got that shooting bird flu. All them bitches gonna die of heart attacks. You can wish.
But they weren't singing the national anthem while it was being played. They didn't have on enough red, white, and blue.
That was wild, bro.
Serena even crip walked.
Oh, that, I knew people was loving that shit, boy.
Man, I'm down with the celebration dance after you stumped the mud hole in somebody, like you gave them to beat them down. You just, yeah, you could throw your hands up like Reggie. Do the choke sign as you're running down the court. You can do that.
We can pimp these athletes out with corporate logos, but we can't show any emotion. You can't do anything.
No, if you show emotion, it has to be like, you gotta
their
be.
Emotion.
You gotta be chopping down a cherry tree and shooting a British person.
God damn.
With a bag of tea hanging off of your head.
What's
with
somebody
a mustard.
Carry a cross like a touchdown dance? I should go get a cross out and just carry that bitch on their bag. With some kind of celebration.
Or they just lay down on the ground, spread out with their legs crossed.
Somebody else can like they're doing a hammer on them.
You're suspended for 20 games.
It needs to be T.O. or Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson's not in the league anymore.
He might never make it back. That's a great story right there.
May his career rest in peace.
You on a reality show, you can't say, I'm going to get arrested this weekend and then go get arrested. You can't do that. Like, that's no.
Well,
he's trying to keep it real.
Yeah. Speaking of Chad Johnson, his marriage is over.
After 41 days.
Him and that Kardashian.
No, that's cooler than the Kardashians.
Yeah.
He's on that written for his phone.
41 days. And you ain't got, that's not even enough time to learn the basic principles of accounting.
She was already on the ex-wife show, wasn't she? Ain't she on that show with all the ex-wives?
But,
well, they used to be so.
No, they all, yeah, they
what
yeah,
show
but
she's on?
Basketball Wives.
Ain't all them chicks on there like exes and shit too though?
Yeah. But they don't have a football wives.
She's just trying to get in the dome, trying to be the ex wife.
Oh man.
We give a shout out to Brandy Travis.
No, man.
Great driving.
He's a real patriot though. He's a real American hero.
He's drinking that Kentucky bourbon, otherwise it's okay. Budweiser.
But okay, next up in my Olympic recap, track and field. I got round of applause to the U.S. women, like in the individual races. Yeah, it was nice. Like, they came out and dominated after a while. Like, at the beginning, then the qualifying, they were just going about 70%, you say, then they just opened it up at the end. Q, I seen your favorite didn't win, Lolo Jones.
Ain't my favorite.
She's in Tebow fiance.
No. And they just have to like meet up at church and get married. Like, he can't meet
that's
the time for this.
They're gonna have that immaculate.
Is Tebow all lady, huh?
No, here you go. Both of y'all with T-Bow's old lady.
Man, you know Christmas came early, bruh. Today was the day of the birth of Jesus.
25.
I'm not believing that shit.
In 8 years, he's going to come back and save your soul. He's going to die for you.
Live by it, die by it.
Oh, I'll just... Maybe he might sacrifice himself this season. During week two, sacrifice yourself for the team.
That's teasers, bro.
Sanchez will kill us, so he gonna be that bitch, yo.
Oh, man. Poor Mark Sanchez. We don't know what you did. Yeah, we know what you did. It's what you didn't do. That's what happened. Like, if you were even... Mark Sanchez. Okay, wait. We can come back to that. Anybody had anything else special about the Wimpies that they enjoyed?
There was a lot of dick riding, so I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know.
I'd like to say congratulations to the stoner, Michael
Phelps. Yeah, Michael Phelps, of course.
Yes.
He's like a little fish, like what I call it, Michael Fish. He just glides through water. He just...
And he, like Ricky, retiring to go get high.
Right.
More power to him.
They gonna still put him on the Wheaties box.
Wheaties.
Wow. Okay. And what, the U.S. won the medal count? As usual, of course. A lot of people in China. I'm sorry. You know. Well, Q, you didn't say anything about the Jamaicans in the relay. Why you didn't talk about the 4x1?
I would like to say
I was gonna let that rest.
I want to see Usain Bolt that boy one run time. I want to see him just run full out. I want to see him like get to 8 seconds.
I don't even call that a suck up, Q. Like that was. The dude needed another 4 steps to even be in contention at the end. Because Bolt didn't even get in the top speed. That's the thing. He didn't even get the top speed at the end. He had been caught by 50 meters. He was caught. Who's the anchor for the U.S. second, team?
Though. I don't know.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
It didn't even matter, bro. Because you knew. Who was that?
Oh. That shit, Q got knocked off. Well, we'll get back with him in a second.
Keep it rolling. Keep it popping.
Yes, sir. Mr. J. Adam, do you have any political news you'd like to talk about?
The race is set. The match is ready. We got Loudmouth Biden against Soft-Spoken Romney and Lunatic Paul Ryan.
So you think that's how they gonna do like a, they gonna switch it up this time for the debates? They gonna let Paul Ryan go against Obama and Mitt Romney go against Joe Biden?
They want a chance. They really want to win. That's the best chance they got because Romney can't do it. Romney don't want no part of that. The silver tongue devil fit to get him.
Oh man. I did want to talk about this crazy news story I seen. Like, let's see if I can pull it up. So, Mitt Romney. Well, I've been loving the campaign ads. That's a thing. I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message. Mitt Romney has repeatedly paid 14% taxes on the $20 million he's made every year for the past 5 years. We're American and we don't like that. We believe that we should all pay the same amount of taxes. And Mitt Romney is out there trying to get his millionaire friends even more tax breaks. We gotta show them this November that we can't let this happen. I'm Barack Obama. I approve
it. Or the new one where you're gonna, Mitt Romney's only gonna pay 0.8% taxes under Paul Ryan's budget or his tax plan.
And then the next one, be like, it starts like this. This is paid for by the committee to protect American family values.
Yes.
Barack Obama wants gay people to get married. in bunches. This can't happen because this is an abomination against the Lord Jesus Christ. This November, we got to show these hippie-loving liberals that Jesus runs everything, and we believe in a God, and God made Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve.
Pay for my Chick-fil-A.
It costs 9 Chick-fil-A sandwiches to make this commercial.
Eat it up. Eat the General's chicken. It's delicious.
But like, even with all the overanalyzation, that's what we're gonna call it. That's a good word for it. The overanalyzation of this political race. Do you actually see the vote being close, like the popular vote?
Well, it's one of two ways I see it, really, depending on the turnout. If there's a high turnout, no. If there's not a high turnout, it will be. It depends how many people they can disenfranchise and keep from voting, and how many people are going to give up and not go vote. Like, I don't know. I don't see it being close, personally. But I just don't. I can't judge the pulse of America. I don't know how these fools are. I think we're reasonable. I think we have a overwhelming majority. But I also see a majority elect George Bush a second time. There was no doubt about voter cheating or suppression. That was a lot of rah-rah. Let's go to war.
Because he got the majority of Jesus-fearing people to believe that John Kerry was going to just
fold up.
Release some. John Kerry believed in the gay man. That's what was going on. And then he got like the Christian community on both sides to just turn. And you know what happened after that?
I had some conservatives who was in the discussion earlier, and they weren't hip to the fact that the swift boat ads used against John Kerry were used against John McCain before that. Because I'm a very outspoken, liberal, non-party affiliated. And so I was peeping them to the game of what politics is. People take that too serious. They just see a game going on to play with your mind.
Like, at this point, I don't even care who wins now, because I'm more worried about just living amongst the crazy people. Like, you can have the crazy administration in, or you can have, like, just the normal administration in, and you still have to live amongst the crazy folks. Every day, when I look on my social media, I just get disgusted. Every day, just turns your stomach.
A sick, sadistic part of me wants to see Mitt Romney win, just to see how bad it actually gets. Like, I just want to... Like, I wish I could look at the crystal ball and just see what the future would hold. And it's not necessarily because of Mitt Romney or how bad he would do something individually. It would just be more deregulations, what would happen to the environment and all this, like...
I'd like to see that happen, because I'd like to see how they would flip around the complete ending of Medicare. How they would try to turn that around into a good thing. When they're saying right now that's what Barack Obama is trying to do.
Because they do it the same way that everyone's retirement in 2002 got taken away. It's all about distraction, smoke and mirrors. They're going to hit you with something. Like, well, the stock market's going to crash again, but it's going to start recovering. All of a sudden, you're going to see this thing just skyrocket back up. Oh, we need to retire. Like, if you had just Medicare and this private with these vouchers and such, if you had your money there, your whole family would be taken care of for life. And then you're going to see within a few years that business collapse was just like 2008, and that's a wrap. Everything's going again.
Who's going to help out this time?
China?
No, I'm talking about, like, what industry?
China?
China, just like everything we see on China. China.
They might come show up to collect.
I've been saying it. People ain't even taking it serious. Like, yeah, they're never going to come collect. I mean, it's only so much you can give them before you got to actually give up some property.
Because we ain't got, well, it'll come to a war at that point anyway, so World War III will be a coming. Unless China folds first, I still think.
Which one? I got, well, odds on us having Civil War II or World War III. Which one is coming first?
They could both be possible.
Civil War II could start up like pretty soon. With,
I don't really think the Civil War would start like.
It's not gonna be the same, like.
Yeah, it would be something else to pop off to make a civil war happen. Like, it's not just gonna be issues come to a boiling point, then people go out and start shooting each other. Like, it's gonna take something. People getting killed, something like that, the first pop off, there's gonna be some hate speech involved, though. But I see a world war. I don't know, like, maybe not in terms of bombs. But with hacking and fucking with people's shit, we control the weather patterns, we causing earthquakes. And this is not just conspiracy theory shit, like this is real practices that goes on.
Like Civil War II would give us like a good legitimate excuse to escape to the north.
But the war I see that would be a civil war wouldn't be people fighting each other. Like, I really don't see it coming down to that again. I mean, you have people fighting each other, but it's going to be a class struggle, not race-based or anything like that. I see the poor people finally saying, fuck it. And that's why I think back like to like the movie Demolition Man, where you see like the new Los Angeles, wherever they live at, with the Taco Bell, all that shit. And then you got the people that live underground in the sewers, like, it might not happen exactly like that, but that future is becoming more and more a possibility. Maybe not those, but there's no way. Like, people complain about jobs, they blame whatever president it is. Even Bush, he got blamed for it. But at that time, business was shipping jobs overseas, hand over fist, because to them, it's just about making money, capitalism. They don't care about, it's all about job numbers. So you can hire 1,000 foreign workers for the price of 100 American workers. So for business, that's what they're doing. And these administrations are catching these, when it's the corporations that's doing it, and they're the ones that have money to put in the government to control what they want. So the game is rigged in their favor.
I mean, I really do need a like a second job at this point, but I don't want to have to go to like Cameroon or something to find that part-time job. It'll be hard for me to commute back and forth.
Well, America's economy from the 90s, whenever the internet took off, Windows 95, and then they had the internet, they had the dot-com bust happen late 90s, early 2000s, and that, the dot-com, when the internet was surging, that was another boom bust. When it surged, Clinton, like everybody looks at Clinton like he was a great president, but while this was going on, he's the one initially sold us to China. Like, he's the first one to put us in the debt to China. And for whatever reason, not saying, but so George Bush continues this, money's gone, but he's deregulating. Like, what he gets blamed for, his worst crime to me is the deregulation of everything. He deregulated the financial markets. Clinton started it. He continued. Obama keeps the same economic people, and that's what one of the things that upsets me about it.
Well, like, okay, I understand. And, well, I'll bring it back to...
Yeah, I was off on a tangent.
No, I'm bringing back to why I don't believe... Like, I don't care anymore. And like, every day is just, I see more and more.
Well, that's what scares me. I'm going to cut you off. But it's like, as much as I care about it, I'm starting to get to that point where I don't care, and it's like, that makes me worry. It's like, because I always thought, because I understand what's going on, and just the amount of ignorance and unreasonableness is what's tearing me down right now.
Yeah, I think we got QJ. QJ, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm here.
All right. I got you. Man, check this out.
Arsenault, a local elementary school, is trying to implement a new program in its cafeteria, but the palm vein scanner is being met with opposition from parents. KPLT colleague Carter brings us details.
I was very, very mad. Disappointed.
Many parents felt that way Monday after reading a letter sent home with their children from Moss Bluff Elementary School. The letter introduced a new program, the palm vein scanner, much like this one, to move students through the lunch line at a faster rate. With almost 1,000 students, Principal Charles Calderera says the system will reduce errors.
We're so large, and with an elementary school, they all come through the line, and most of them eat here. And most of them eat here, so it will make us more efficient and more accurate. We've had parents complain in the past because they felt like their children weren't eating, that we assigned them a charge for the day, and they might have been right.
Calderera says the school is acting on recommendation from school food service director Patricia Hoseman, but he says the letter gives parents an option.
We sent this letter home for parents to be aware of it and to let them know that they can opt out. They can opt out and say, hey, I don't want my child involved in it. And that's quite all right. And it won't make any difference. The children will still be able to eat in the cafeteria.
Sonia says she's against the palm vein scanner because of her beliefs.
As a Christian, I've read the Bible and, you know, go to church and stuff. And, you know, I know where it's going to end up coming to and the mark of the beast. And I'm not going to let my kids have that.
Calderera.
That's cool. I'm gonna read you. I'm gonna quote it to you. Hold up, though, sir. You can continue doing what you're doing out there, Kevin. Hold on. Right there, Mr. J. Adams. Right there. That is the motherfucking problem. That what we just heard. That is the problem. The mark of the beast. We don't need all this fancy technology shit. God made this for us. We have dominion.
I thought that's what I was about to come to.
It's like, really? Really? So, it's not that you don't even know what this is. I think that's what it is. You don't even know what it is, so you just...
That's what I'm thinking. Does she think they're gonna like put something on their kid?
They'll put a chip in them, I guess. That's what's next.
Come on,
she
man.
She couldn't understand the fingerprint scan?
No, that's the mark of the beast.
So if you don't scan it, it's not the mark of the beast. If you scan it, it's the mark of the beast.
Something like that.
That's kind of like the conundrum. If you ask a religious person, if I've never
At my job, there's a door where you just slide. You don't even touch nothing. You just slide your hand in front of the shit, and the door opens. Am I doing a satanic ritual then?
Yes, you're going to hell, sir.
What the fuck? What are you? What does she think they're trying to do? They're trying to feed the motherfuckers. That's all. They're trying to feed the little motherfuckers. Oh man, come on. Really? I'm upset right now.
I bet she's the same person that got mad whenever they was trying to put healthy food in the cafeteria because Michelle Obama the one said it. Trying to make my kids eat healthy. Want them to eat McDonald's at school. And then McDonald's when they get home.
I think a lot of this has to do with religious beliefs. I think some people feel it's something with the Bible.
Oh.
Mark of the beast.
Really?
QJ, type in Google search mark of the beast and give me some info on that. It's technology that is used throughout our lives everywhere.
I ask. If you don't know anything about religion, like, So how could you be a sinner if you know not what to be repenting for?
I'd probably pull them out of school and transfer them to another school.
Man,
but that's what I'm trying to get back to the logic of it.
What logic?
You ask them, but no, that's what I'm saying. You ask them, like, okay, if, like, there's tribes. I always say there's tribes in Africa that don't know anything about Jesus. They can't be Christians. So are they going to hell because they don't know about Jesus? And most of the time they say no if you don't know what to be, like, your soul's not damned. So I say, well, then if you tell me about Jesus, then you're damning my soul to hell now, because now I have to repent. If I don't repent, I go to hell because you told me about it. And that's just the same logic that she's using to this.
Where Tim Tebow at, bro?
You mean
with
Tim Tebow?
I need him to speak on his Mark of the Beast, because he should be well versed in the subject.
You didn't find anything on the Mark of the Beast yet,
bro? They got fucking people with stamps and shit on their head and on their arms, man.
Just get
Illuminati.
Jay-Z. Stop, man.
Jay-Z,
get the fuck out of here. See, I'm sorry. I gotta have a disclaimer. That's what's wrong with all them stupid motherfuckers. And yes, QJ Pimpson just said stupid motherfuckers.
I've been saying it. Who talk about this Illuminati shit.
Man, fuck off, man.
I've been saying stupid motherfucker for, I said it like 8 times already.
I don't even know what to say. The fact that this is fucking insane. Why did you show me this shit, man?
What? I was trying to get you to give me a description of the Mark of the Beast.
Alright, let me try to call this shit out. It looked like a little micro, it's the size of like a fourth of a stamp, a postage stamp, and it looks like a microchip type design on it. But yeah, it looked like some fucking confetti that they put on you, man.
Okay, instead of binding their allegiance to God to their arm and head, the place is instead taken with people's allegiance to the beast.
Who is the beast? The internet?
The beast is not God.
Who is the beast? What is the beast?
I did not know that the Louisiana educational system was trying to indoctrinate our children with hatred.
Bruh, let somebody try to put some shit on my child talking about Mark of the Beast.
Bobby Jindal, Alec, 2012.
Where Nas at? I'm going to Africa. I'd rather get killed in the fucking Blood Diamond raid than have this shit happen.
Man, that's like you.
Snoop Lion.
Cute, you.
Get the Blood Diamond.
Snoop Lion.
Proud of that. Call me down for your free reading.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
She in the Illuminati, too? Let me stop.
No, Q, the actual story, I don't think you heard it because I'm having audio problems right now. But the actual story was a palm scanning device is going to be used in a school cafeteria in... Parents are tripping out.
Where is this at? Where is it starting off at?
Moss Bluff.
No, really. Where is it starting off at?
Moss Bluff.
That's ground zero for the religious fanatics, too. That
yeah. Are you Bluff. Serious? That shit starting out here?
Yeah.
Oh. It'll privatize the schools. It's going to happen. When you privatize, corporations are coming to take the school over. They're going to run it just like a prison.
So what is the difference between that and, like, metal detectors? What the fuck is a palm scanner? It's a palm scanner! Fuck! Really? Does everything have to go through Jesus? Really?
Yes!
In their eyes,
the fuck, man? You can't eat this because Jesus didn't support this? Or McDonald's supports the rights of obese people, so you can't eat that?
Freedom fries. Just remember freedom fries. This is where these people are coming from. There's a reason we try to keep them ignorant, uneducated. Man, for that reason.
Social Darwinism needs to kick in for real.
That's what we prevent by medicine. We need to stop giving these bitches medicine. That's the problem.
But they got shit that the Bible bans.
At this point, we sound Republican right now. We really do. Like,
I don't pay to be pro-life. I say fuck them. Let these motherfuckers die. Let your Jesus heal you. Fuck that. If that's how strong it is, the mark of the beast is real, let Jesus sort it out. Fuck that.
So the scanner, the palm scanner, is going to give you the mark of the beast.
I would consider Facebook more of a mark of the beast than...
How you just get on TV and talk about something you even read? You don't even know what's going on. Oh! Sorry.
But,
no, I'm going to try to play it again. Hopefully you can hear it this time.
Really? Who are these Jesus freaks, bro? They got all kind of shit that's in the Bible that people do in their motherfucking way, man.
And to let them know that they can opt out. They can opt out and say, hey, I don't want my child involved in it. And that's quite all right. And it won't make any difference. The children will still be able to eat in the cafeteria.
Sonya says she's against the palm vein scanner because of her beliefs.
As a Christian, I've read the Bible and, you know, go to church and stuff. And, you know, I know where it's going to end up coming to and the mark of the beast. And I'm not going to let my kids have that.
Calderera says a lot of parents agree with her.
It's a damn shame that there's a lot of people that they send their children to elementary schools and stuff, and their children are actually smarter than them at that point. At that point in life, at six.
She used to stop reading Revelations and start reading Leviticus. I guarantee she's crawfish or shrimp, yeah, and that's what's going to ask the hell.
Grabs a dude's nuts in self-defense, she is supposed to die. That's what the Bible says if motherfuckers want to get literal.
There's nothing in the Bible about a palm fucking scanner. I'm done with this.
It doesn't have to say it verbatim. There's many things that people have concocted based off of a couple words.
If you rape a woman in the Bible, she has to marry you.
Stop.
If not, she has to be stoned to death because she's no longer clean.
Shit, man, I should have went to the Olympics then. Let me stop for somebody to try to call Tim Tebow on me.
As a Christian, I've read the Bible, you know, go to church and stuff. Like, at that point, I'm like, cut the interview. We don't need to hear the next two sentences, for real.
I think one of the big problems is people that go to church ain't ever read the Bible for themselves. So they don't know what's in that motherfucker. They just know somebody tell them is in there.
Oh man, hey, for real, this is why I don't even care if Mitt Romney wins. I don't. It's not gonna change nothing. See, I think people are brainwashed to the point where it's over.
Well, that's the danger of it. Like, if you read the Bible independently from start to finish without a priest or preacher or whatever it is telling you what passage, and they put it in context for you to make you see it a certain way, once it hits that natural, you don't even think to question it anymore. And that's all it is. They pull out these certain passages at different times, and they have a method to it. They don't ever let you read the whole thing together. They just give you that one part. We're going to read them this part today. But next week is not going to be the next part. Next week, they jump to a whole other section about a different topic. And that's the thing. You don't even question what you read. So that at no point they realize, man, this is the dumbest shit ever. Like, if you go around telling people, I believe in Santa Claus, they look at you like you fucking retarded. But you go around telling people you're waiting for the mark of the beast around here, and they're going to be, oh, yeah, he's coming. Yeah. Probably Barack Obama.
If I live my life going off incomplete sentences, I'd be a fucking retard. Sorry, you can continue. I just had to get that out. This is bullshit.
I'm like, actually done with the shit in Moss Bluff.
Fuck Moss Bluff.
I can't believe that shit is in Moss Bluff. That shit is right there in Moss Bluff, bro. This fucking...
Alright, let's just leave it alone.
Why you showed me this shit, man? God damn.
Okay. Fuck Moss Bluff.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm done. I can't even talk. Fucking mark of the fucking beast.
The mark of the beast, man.
Fucking stupid ass motherfuckers.
You don't know nothing about that mark. It's the mark of the fucking beast. I'm for real. That's why I give up. we make talking points on stuff that's like valid that we can back up with numbers and shit.
You can't reason with the unreasonable. Like, the insane people.
Your Business Bureau is constantly telling people if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Yet sometimes those mailings that make you think you've come into millions of dollars can look authentic. KPLC's Teresa Schmidt looks at the latest one that could show up in your mailbox.
Like most people, Nancy Edwards would love to believe she's won more than $2.3 million. The mail out she received implies she's won a lot of money.
It was saying I had won over $2 million. Woohoo. Yeah, right.
Says it's a legal notice. Even looks like it could be a government check. But this FAA is the Financial Acquisition Agency, and they want $20 for processing. That was a red flag.
When I saw that, add your $20, send your $20 in, that was the red flag that made me say, wait a minute. Till that point, everything looked 100% legit.
And it's not a real check. If you read the fine print, it suggests you're actually buying information about sweepstakes, lotteries, and games of chance. Edwards says she's speaking out because she worries others might lose $20.
I'm afraid that someone who is older or maybe a little disabled or something would think it's legit and send them hard-earned or retirement money or whatever in.
If they're in that bad of shape, how they earning the fucking money? That's government money they're giving back to them. Fuck you. How the fuck does crippled people and disabled up there working hard-earned money?
I think on the next show, I'm going to give my official stance on why I'm down with the Republican stance on getting rid of Medicare in general. Like, I will have a formal statement. For real, I'm dead serious about this. I'm tired of them taking the shit out of my check. Tired of it. I work too hard for my money.
Ain't the last
show. To get $30 every 2 weeks for Social Security and Medicare for some motherfuckers that just wasted. I'm tired of it.
Didn't we agree we both want Obama to bring the death panels in for real?
Yes. Like, for real, I'm serious about this. This is at Mr. Chuck P on Twitter. I'm dead serious. Death panels. We need Roger Goodell and two other people just in charge. Like, let them be the jury.
Goodell gonna wipe them out.
Yes, Goodell will wipe everybody out. Just tell him that's all he got to do to keep his job. You keep your job forever, you just be a jackass. Okay, everybody gone. My vote is die for everybody.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I didn't play this because this is not a scam, okay? The sweepstakes offer is not a scam.
Because the check tells you what you're buying.
No, not even that. If everything else looks legit, the check would just pay the sum of $2.3 million. You think that's a real check? Do you really think somebody's going to actually send a $2 million check in the mail, in the straight mail?
To you.
To you? Really? Really? You don't think you would have to pay some kind of taxes before you'd even see this money, second of all?
Why? Why would people believe that, though?
I think you'd have somebody contact you and tell you, we need you to come to this office. We need something to discuss with you in person.
Ooh, just a random check for $2.4 million. Who won't give you that money? Jeff Davis Bank right there won't give you the money? Huh?
They write out the cash and go to the store
Capital
with it?
One, right down the road, Capital One will give you $2.3 million. I'd like to see that shit. I'd like to see him pull out that money. They probably have to send the Wells Fargo truck 2 or 3 branches and then come back. Really? I want it all in 20s, too. 20s and 5s.
You would shut that bitch down for a week.
Fuck, man. Come on. Really? I'm tired of it, man. Like, this is why. It doesn't even pay to tell people about global warming and shit anymore. For what? You try to hit people on what's really going on, but then the 3 days later they go to church or something, and then they hear the pastor just talking shit about gay people and all this, and just backtrack what you just tried to tell them about a few days ago. It doesn't matter.
I got one quick statement, real quick.
Now you stupid fucking ass is going to buy a chicken sandwich, an overpriced chicken sandwich, just to show that you don't like gay people. How stupid is that? Like, really? Really?
I have a statement about the people hating on the gay rights. I mean, you know, this goes out to black people especially.
Oh, shit.
Y'all act like we didn't just get our fucking rights. In the grand scheme of fucking the existence of Earth, people act like we've been having rights. We just got rights and got the audacity to hate on somebody else for trying to get some rights. Man, all y'all need to shut the fuck up and get out of my face. Man, bro, that's fucking dumb, bro.
Man, really. This sweepstakes is a fraud. It's a fraud, huh? So, if somebody sends you a check for over $500, it's suspicious at that point.
Just because you got from. Sense. You
Donald
got sense,
Trump
though.
Can send me a $500 check, I might not cash it.
Bruh.
I'm going to take it to the bank twice. Be like, I don't know who sent this to me. This is my name, but I'm not trying to fraud the government. Really?
So if they send her a check for it, why would they want $20 back to process it at that point?
Because that's the hustle.
Well, no, I understand. I'm just saying, like, what? At what point when you read that, does that make sense to you? Like, oh, that's a good thing. I need to send $20 to get my check. Shit, I need to get on that.
Send them a letter back and say, take it out of the money that I want.
That's what I was going to say, but... You give me $2 million, you can't take 20 off. Man, take 50 off. Take something for yourself.
Evidently, they don't have a website or a telephone, so you have to mail them back a reply. Like, please take it out of my money.
Send some cash, too.
Put two stamps on it.
They tell you to send back cash. We just send the cash.
Make straight cash, homie.
All right. Next up, it's more. Well, it's more serious, but it's like still. This is more serious, but it's just as ratchet to me. Like, let's see. I'll see if Q can hear this, but we're gonna play it. I don't think you'll be able to hear it again. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all good.
It was a full day of basketball, barbecue, and fun that ended tragically for 4-year-old Lloyd Morgan. Gunfire erupting in the playground of the Forest Houses at the conclusion of a tournament that went down to the wire. Mom Cheyenne Norman ran towards the bullets but couldn't save her son.
I always say you don't hate, dislike. I dislike that person because hate in your heart just breathes bad. I hate these men. You've destroyed me.
For Dad Lloyd Sr., this is the second time he's lost a child. In 2006, his newborn girl was killed by her mother, stuffed in a garbage bag found in Grandma's closet. Steve Sandberg, 1010 wins in the Bronx.
Man, come on, man.
That was the audio clip from the story that you gave.
Oh.
Yes, about the 4-year-old boy fatally shot during the charity basketball game.
At the Ghetto Angels? Annual basketball tournament, and I did say first annual.
Yes, it was a memorial tournament intended for a 15-year-old girl who was stabbed to death 1 year ago.
And what do, excuse my French, but what do niggas do? Kill somebody. Frostwell, bro. It may get hard. It may get hard for me to like my people, bro.
I don't like my people either, so it's okay.
Another witness, Tyshawn Norris, tells CBS2 that there were little kids in the park and they just started shooting. Sorry, sons of bitches.
See, that's the difference between the white community and the black community. The black community actually shoot. The white community too scared to actually shoot. They just talk a big game.
Yeah, they'll just ruin your credibility enough to where you shoot yourself.
Oh, man.
What? There's just different ways of getting the job done.
That's it.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to say, bro. I'm fucking speechless, man. They shot a little, man. I hope it was at least about the basketball.
I don't even, it was probably just some random stuff.
Somebody probably got shot off a Knicks set.
Like,
why
we were thinking the same thing, and then this little boy just got shot in the face.
Over Nick. Not no major weight. They wouldn't even get high off the whole blunt. Just enough to put a little pick me up and they mad so they won't kill a little kid.
On the strength.
Niggas can't shoot.
On the strength.
They cocked it sideways because that's some gangster shit.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Ain't nothing worse than that bulk of the beast shit. I ain't got nothing on that, but I'm still mad about that shit.
I don't believe it's a right for you to carry a gun. Like, I don't believe that's a privilege. That's not a right. That's a privilege of being an American. That's not a right. We got a right to land. That's what we should have a right to. We should have a right to shelter.
Apparently, I mean, some people think otherwise.
We should make a trade.
Right to fair wage.
If you want to have a right to carry arms, we don't need police then. If we're going to let everybody be cowboys and police themselves, let's go free market at it and let that happen.
Or take the guns away from the police. Fuck it. I mean, this. Let the police. Make the police buy their own guns, like literally buy their own guns.
You don't want that. That's worse than.
I mean, everybody.
That's worse.
We got people walking around with M4s and shit right now. We're gonna shave the trigger on this AR so it can go full blast. We're gonna do that shit. They sell a semi-automatic, but there's nothing to change that in the fully automatic rifles.
And the argument for it is, they say, you know, if you make guns illegal, then all you're doing is giving guns to criminals. Which there's some truth that you can say, because drugs are illegal, but almost anybody can find some sort of drug. So the people that really want to find it legally, you know, you have more trouble. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But the problem we have is the people that can get the gun legal is the ones that just the crazy motherfuckers. It's not the illegal people. The illegal people shoot people that do illegal things.
The motherfuckers that talk about the mark of the beast.
That's it.
Man,
the same
stop,
people that support
man.
The NRA, the motherfuckers that just make a straight cake. They've been making straight cakes since 2004. Straight up. No one hear nothing about it. No matter who was in office, make straight cash. Getting all these suckers. Just you suckers. You all y'all in the NRA a bunch of suckers.
Suckers.
Hopefully you're old so you can realize that you're an old sucker. Because in a couple of years, you're not going to have no Medicare.
Don't tell them nothing.
No, I'm telling them something, because even though they're not going to have Medicare, I'm going to be still paying the same amount of taxes.
See, and they ain't learned their fucking lesson from not having retirement. They just lost all their retirement for privatization. What the fuck? You fuck. God, I hate you. Like, I hate you.
Right, bare arms, huh?
I can't have gays getting married. I lose my job and everything.
No, we should have the right to bare common sense. That's it. Playing it from my cold, dead intelligence. The fuck, man? What do we need all these guns for? For real, if we have a right to bear arms, we should have muskets.
Jesus preached that everyone should carry a gun.
Give everybody a flintlock musket and let them shoot at game in the forest and stuff. Like, that's what you need it for.
Wow.
I know all these people not in the military. Half of them would be scared to set foot in basic training.
But, all of them scared.
But you got a P90 or something of that sort. Or you got an AK with a banana clip. A punk motherfucker.
I want to look cool.
Little dude lost his life for no reason. Who knows? This could have been a little dude that could possibly end up being somebody that robbed people later on in life. We never know. And it wouldn't be these shiftless motherfuckers' place to take this little dude's life over something that probably had nothing to do with what was going on.
I try to tell you, Jesus came back, he wouldn't make it to 33. He'd be dead before he's 15.
Randomly shot, dude. He giving out plate lunches to people in the hood, and he just got caught up in a drive-by. Or somebody just outside shooting a gun in the air and ricocheted and hit him in his face.
It's the 4th of July. I'm celebrating. What you talking about?
I'm busting my AK. That's my firework. What you need an AK for, sir? Are you in the Marines?
That's a snow pop.
I'm in the Urban Marines.
Oh,
life.
Shit.
Death panel, death. That's it. That's the process. No, it's no death row for death panels. We just had Roger Goodell at work a lot. He would have to give up his NFL job. Because the list would be long. Like, we'd have a lot of free space in this country.
Rick Perry, do it. He'll kill everybody.
He's doing that right now. Like,
switch block him every time. Let's go. Fire up, Cap.
I see you didn't want to talk about that. I'm going to leave it alone because I don't. If we believe in death panels, we must believe in the death penalty. Like, so.
I do. I believe in the death penalty.
I do.
Some motherfuckers need to get knocked off.
I don't believe, like, then it gets to the argument where people say, yeah, well, it's not our place to decide who lives and dies, but it wasn't their place to decide if that person died, the person that they murdered. It wasn't their place either, so it's not, two wrongs don't make a right, but you gotta at least show some type of restitution for what this person did. And I firmly believe that putting them in prison for life is not doing anything, but breaking our pockets even more, because we gotta pay for these motherfuckers that's in jail.
I say child molesters was the first one to go.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, the if you wanna break it down like that, most of the taxes that we pay out of our checks every other week or however you get paid is going to prisons and old people. It's not going to Tyrone and the food stamps and all that. That's just a ploy. It's going to old fuckers that get free scooters and shit and don't. I'm gonna get into it next week. I'm saying never mind.
And see, that's a whole other thing. And it goes back to it. The argument about the healthcare. It's not necessarily do we need healthcare or not need it. It's we need to stop charging $50 for a box of tissues, $50 for a pack of Halls cough drops, like $25 for an aspirin. That's ridiculous. And that's how they mark up. That's how they bleed it dry.
But then nobody cares about the markup because it's coming off of our backs. They peeling the skin off of our backs. Seriously, that money doesn't just generate itself. It gotta come from somewhere.
If you want a society or civilization, you have to pay for it.
Exactly. And like, for real, I don't mind you getting paid. Like, if you worked your life, your whole life, you getting paid for that. Like, once you can't work anymore, you should get paid for that. And that should be from the company that you work for.
It's privatized. Fuck that. George Bush did away with that shit.
Man.
And they voted for it. They lined up, sucker, hook, line, and sinker.
I'm not down with the mark of the beast. I read the Bible and went to church and stuff.
Now see, if we can go back to the archives of the hospitality room whenever Jay Adams was at his worst, spitting venom about religion, this is the shit I was talking about. It makes you a brain-dead fucking zombie that you don't question, you don't think, and people just give it to you.
Well, dude, you died for no reason, man, because these shiftless motherfuckers couldn't fight with their hands, first off. They couldn't find another place to... I'm getting this off the screen. I'm done. I'm not even getting into the point that it was the Ghetto Angels Memorial. We're not gonna get into that.
Man, fuck them, dude.
You just gotta ruin everything for everybody, huh? Just like on the Boondocks, niggas always gotta fight.
Yep.
Doing the infamous MLK episode. Check that one out. Huh. I just realized we didn't do the upfront. This is the Hospitality Room podcast, everybody. I'm sorry. I was looking at the Google Docs screen. I seen intro. I was like, oh shit. Yeah, we're on iTunes and Podomatic. You can hit us all up on Twitter. Just go to thehospitalityroom.com. You'll find us. I'll get into the full later on about how you can reach us and everything.
Get at me.
Yeah, I wish I could stay for the whole episode, but I gotta attend to some family business. But it was nice, and I must say I've gotten very upset this episode, so I guess it did serve its part. But I guess on the way out, I'm gonna get at me, at QJ Pinson, and all that shit. I'm sure y'all are doing a good job of taking care of the rest of the shit, so let me go, you know, do my daddy thing and take care of the family, so I'll holler at y'all next episode.
All right. Take it easy.
All right, y'all.
Later, QJ.
All right. And, well, we're going to get to the end. I don't have any music. I might implement some when I mix this later on. But this is the Retard Awards. Cause I have no more random news to talk about. And we're not talking about politics right now. Like we see enough of it every day.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
We'll talk upset about the race when the debates happen. We'll have a debates show.
The religion that threw me off for the rest of the night.
Motherfucker, the really the mark of the beast.
Why can't they pay attention to the part that says love everybody and help everyone?
Wait. This is it. This is the one I was telling you about earlier in the week. This is it. The first one up is what do you call it? Foot fetish?
Oh shit.
Manophilia? Whatever. I don't know what it is.
That's my boyfriend.
Why is the girl kissing the walls on this ad? Oh, it's for Skittles. This commercial is kind of funny.
Fuck corporate America!
Skittles riddles. Okay, check this out, everybody.
I'm Megan Murphy for Newsy. Police in Penfield, New York arrested a man accused of inappropriately touching two young girls' feet at a local library. WROC has more on 49-year-old Anthony Perry.
Investigators say he touched the feet of a 6-year-old girl and another young girl. Court papers indicate he removed...
Okay, first of all, this dude would have died on sight, right? I'm serious. I know what weapons there are in the library. There's a little sharp pencils with no erasers. You can put those in your fist and just go to shanking him like on Oz.
I grab a dictionary or something, just put his ass to death. Just
choke him the fuck out. You grab 6-year-old girl's feet, really?
The shoe and fondled the foot, pressing it against his nose and mouth for the purpose of sexual gratification.
One of the alleged attacks took place in an open area in the children's section and was witnessed by the child's mother. Library employees called the police, who arrested Perry outside the library. On the way to his...
Okay, this is where it gets dicey. First off, I'd like to give a round of applause to the mom for not killing this dude on sight. Like, you know you had a lot at stake at that point. I'd have just flipped the fuck out. I'd have forgotten.
She was probably disgusted and, like, shocked. She probably, because... I can see that. I'd either react one two ways. One, either he dies, or one, and just like, I'm really like lost because like, there's no way this is actually happening right now. Like, there's no way this dude wasn't killing that bad. Like, I really gotta kill this dude now. Like, no way. It's not, no.
Oh, you ready for the kicker?
I don't know.
Called the police, who arrested Perry outside the library. On the way to his arraignment, Perry claimed he was being framed for the crime. WHAM has the video.
Listen, I'm being set up by the president of Barack Obama and the city and federal government.
Today, 49-year-old Anthony Perry was arrested. He's being charged with two counts of first degree.
He's being set up by the government and Barack Obama. The accusations are part of a conspiracy.
That means Obama's creating jobs, that's true. My wheel's broken. I think I'm done.
Police are currently investigating 5 similar cases that occurred in 2 other nearby cities, Pittsburgh and Brighton.
He's a serial child.
In those incidents, a man approached young girls ages 5 to 10 and licked their feet.
Oh my God.
According to court documents, Perry has 2 prior convictions for attempted murder and assault dating back to the early 80s.
See, he should get that speed pass at the front of the execution line. You go first.
You sick motherfucker. Really? Really, dude? So you just... I like my feet young and small. Really?
Oh, yeah. Just put him in general population and let that go down.
I think he's too crazy looking though. I don't think they would fuck with him because he looks off. Like he looks like somebody that doesn't deserve to be on the streets. Like,
if you fuck little kids or fuck with little kids, they'll have numbers. They'll beat that creep off of him.
Okay.
He look like Poindexter.
Let's see. No, I don't. I have to read this one. There's no video clip. Next up, Florida. Police say they arrested a teen mother who is accused of leaving her one-year-old son behind during a robbery attempt. Allison Nehemiah and her sister Laura went into Walmart on Silver Springs Boulevard and started stuffing several items of clothing inside her baby's diaper bag. As the sisters left the store, a loss prevention officer asked them to come back inside. Police said Allison, 19, immediately ran away, leaving the baby with her sister. Moments later, 22-year-old Laura broke free from the employee, also leaving the baby behind. Well, the baby didn't get up and start running.
That's his own fucking fault. You gotta learn from an early age to get up and run. Fucking run!
Police said $57.12 worth of merchandise was recovered. A bathing suit, men's white undershirts, and four women's shirts. And a little boy. The boy is now in the custody of the Department of Children and Families.
I think we should post that link to Facebook. That's great.
Oh, man. Well, we don't need abortion, though. I'm like.
I wonder if she's like, gonna cry and I know that was wrong Child Protective Service to show up and take it. I'm a good mother.
I know it was wrong for me to just say it like that. People think abortion is wrong. I know that was wrong to say it like that because some people get offended. Like some people abortion have weak stomachs that listen to this. But like seriously, people, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Obviously, they don't care about the child, so why even create it? Why even have it if they don't care about the people that had it? Why is it your business, second of all? Fuck, man. For real. I would end a note on the penis snake, like, with the... we got, I think, two. I'm gonna do two more, and then we're gonna shut this down. Let's see. Next up for Retard Award is I'm gonna just say a baby ingested some cocaine in Georgia. That's how I started off. And yeah, I'm getting unloading up the video right now. But the little baby, I want to say, less than a year, right at a year, swallowed some cocaine.
Oh, in crime, Palmetto police say a baby boy got a hold of some crack cocaine and swallowed it while at his grandmother's house. Palmetto in South Fulton County, and Fox 5's Angelique Proctor joins us now live with more on this disturbing story. Angelique?
Russ, this is one of those stories that leaves you wondering, how did this happen? Well, we are told by Palmetto police that once the baby's mother realized something was wrong, she immediately rushed her child to the hospital. Palmetto police say a 13-month-old boy ingested pieces of crack cocaine here at this duplex on Elm Street Saturday. Police won't tell us exactly what happened, but they have drawn up arrest warrants for the 13-month-old's grandmother, Ebony Daniel, and the grandmother's boyfriend, Charlie Martin, who both live here. The circumstances are heartbreaking for this neighbor.
I have five grandbabies of my own, and it hurts me so bad to hear stuff like that, you know. And I just hope the baby be okay.
Palmetto police say the baby's 17-year-old mother was present at the time, but they are not sure of her role. What they do know is that none of the adults called police.
We received a call.
I'm not sure of the mother's role either. Again, here's another story. I'm backing it up with stories right now, like true stories. This shit really happened. I just need the rocks on the table. Like, oh fuck it, I'm high. I mean, fuck that. This baby not gonna eat this. They don't know what that is. It doesn't look interesting though. I'm not even going into that. That was enough. You want a church one right quick? You want to hear about these church people?
Maybe. I don't know if I can handle that. I might have to go punch somebody.
I know, we're not going to talk about the Mississippi marriage thing. We're not going to talk about that. Yeah, that's that. No. Enough people talk
about
that.
Fuck Mississippi. That's another state. We can get rid of that fucking place, man. That's just a hellhole.
Some may claim that they are the largest.
couple high on bath salts fire a gun into air.
At church?
Mm-hmm. Get to that, huh?
Mountain couple says they survived a terrifying confrontation with their neighbors. Police tell us the suspects were on synthetic cocaine, paranoid, and firing guns into the air. Today, those neighbors explained to Eyewitness News reporter Ken Lemon exactly how they walked away safely.
People on Southbrook Drive said they finally got peace when their neighbors were arrested this morning.
They were
from
North Carolina.
They really thought somebody was out to kill them.
Police say Donna and Philip Walls were high on bath salts yesterday. Donna Walls called 911 and said gang members were after them.
There are people under our house. They were there yesterday, under our night.
Neighbors say the couple came outside with a military bag full of weapons.
Swinging guns around, falling around like wild animals.
They say Donna Walls fired 7 shots in the air. Neighbors say there were children outside at the time. The Walls then ran across the street to the Robinsons' home.
But they just knocked on the glass door.
Police say they forced their way inside.
Because I knew if they ran to me, they needed help.
Pastor Richard Robinson said he knew God would protect him.
I was a little afraid, don't get me wrong, but even in that state of mind, he had enough presence to ask me to pray for him.
The pastor asked for the weapons, telling the couple,
"You're in my house, you know you're safe. Ain't nobody gonna hurt you, just give me the gun."
The couple turned their guns over to the pastor. Police say they've been to the Walls' house before. They tell us the couple has a history of using bath salts, but this is the first time their drug use became dangerous to others. They spent the night in the hospital before going to jail. Some neighbors tell us they hope the courts will keep the Walls from returning home. They go before a judge in district court tomorrow. That judge can...
Okay, sir. Anything on the couple high on bath salts? Running in people, kick door in people's houses?
When you get a natural substance, people act naturally. When you make them resort to unnatural substances, they act unnaturally. That's
I think it was like the first story. I think this was a plot by the government and Barack Obama. I think that's what
the Muslim Brotherhood was setting them up.
The Muslim Brotherhood.
I've been playing Assassin's Creed. You got some craziness. The Byzantines are after him.
All right, we got one more, and then we got the last one. I'm saving the last one for last. If we don't have a story, I'm not even going to read this, and we don't have the video, I'm just skipping to the last story. Because I'll read the last one. Like, I'll read the whole thing. Oh. I'll still read this one. Fuck it. This is funny, too. Mitt Romney photo on Facebook sets off man who assaults girlfriend. I think this happened in Tennessee.
We're here to elaborate a little more on that one, because there's a whole bunch of scenarios that just played out real quick in my mind.
He suspected his living girlfriend of planning an affair, and when he saw a picture of a man he didn't recognize on her Facebook page, it set him off, according to reports. Lowell Turpin angrily demanded to know who the male was. Lowell. Yes. L-O-W-E-L-L.
From Wings? Is that Lowell? He's working airplanes? Come on, Lowell. Yeah, you gotta be about that drama.
Lowell Turpin angrily demanded to know who the male was, and Anderson County Sheriff's Department incident report states. The answer his girlfriend told him, presidential contender Mitt Romney. Upset at the woman's attempting to communicate with friends through her Facebook account, Turpin jerked the laptop computer from her grasp, smashed the machine into the wall, and hit her in the face with his fist. Yes. The 40-year-old Turpin remains in the Anderson County jail charged with domestic assault.
I bet he was going to vote for Mitt Romney.
Oh.
And he didn't know what he looked like.
He looked like. Exactly. Fucking like right. Exactly. Yes. He didn't look like a Muslim to me.
Anybody? Okay, what name it is, as long as it ain't Barack Hussein Obama.
Aight.
Oh, shit. We got a lot to do this week. I'm sorry, we didn't do the show the week. I forgot about this. Did we do the one with... No, we didn't do the one with, the dude defending himself in court, huh?
The man who represents himself in court at the pool.
Oh, yes. I gotta find this one, man. Oh,
Did you say the glove does not fit, so you must acquit?
No. The guy got convicted on carjacking, I believe it was something of that sort. And he proceeded. He didn't want the public defender, so. So he proceeded to, like, I watched the video. This is not it, this is a different one. There's people actually represent themselves in, really? I did not know this. I did not know that people actually defended themselves. Like, I thought that was... I thought that was, like, just reserved for, like...
Rich people?
No, you just wanted to hang yourself. Like, oh. Now I'll represent myself. Just claim I'm crazy.
I'm crazy because I want to represent myself, see? All makes sense.
And, of course, this happened in Florida. Of course.
The reigning world champion of the stupidity of war.
And I can't find it. But anyway, I'll play it. Oh, no, hold up. Yes, sir, I did save this. I know I did. While I'm doing this, this is part of the Retarded Wars 2. Tell me what you think about this.
I think it's on. Hi, my name is Nadia Suleiman. You may know me as Octomom. As a mother of many, I know things can be stressful. Within minutes, you're dealing with an unexpected expense. There are times when repairs cannot wait, utility bills have been overlooked, or a family emergency has put you in a tough spot. That's why I wanted to tell you about Octoloan.com. It's a service that connects you directly to over 100 short-term lenders when you need cash fast. Whether it's $100 or $1,000, Octoloan.com can help when you need it most. It's simple, private, and secure. Go online to Octoloan.com, and you may be able to get up to $1,000. Take it from someone who's been there. Rely on Octoloan for the money you need, financial support when you expect it. Octoloan.com. How much do you need?
Click Octoloan.com or call 1-888-800-1688. That's 1-888-800-1688. Let Octoloan.com help you.
I think that was a good way to end the show. Well, I'm going to turn it in. Everybody, this was a great show. Shout out to QJ Pimpson for joining us. Next week, we'll have a special show where we will do an update. Well, not an update. I'm sorry. We will do a movie review on... Snow in the Bluff. This was my request, so we're gonna just get into it right quick. You can get us on iTunes, and that is the Hospitality Room Podcast. We're at thehospitalityroom.com. We're on iTunes, Podomatic. Catch us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/hospitalityroom. Twitter is @hospitalityroom. I am Mr. Chuck P. Host and engineer of the show. I'm on Twitter @MrChuckP. If you have any questions, comments, anything, send it to info@thehospitalityroom.com. Again, that is info@thehospitalityroom.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and have a great evening.